Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Yo, what's going on, Nation? Thank you for tuning in to another edition of the Busted Open Podcast. LaGreca is gone. Internet down. So the return of the Fat and the Furious with Bully and Tommy Dreamer, stacked and packed show for you. We're going to talk about the return of Goldberg. Did you like it or not? Are you looking forward to him versus Roman? Tommy gives his take, and so do I. Also, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, set for WrestleMania. How have you felt about Ronda since she has returned? Do you feel like she's up for the task? Do you feel like she's got enough piss and vinegar? Tommy will tell you what he thinks, and so will I. All that, plus you, the Nation, right here on the Busted Open Podcast. We were talking about Goldberg with the Nation. I threw it out there, whether or not the fans were excited to see Goldberg back. If they were excited for the match with Roman in Saudi, and should they throw a monkey wrench into things? I think this is a perfect opportunity for the WWE to stir a lot of shit up and to throw a huge monkey wrench into it. I would have Goldberg come back and beat Roman in Saudi, and then immediately do a rematch on SmackDown the following Friday night and put it back on Roman. People would be talking, it would be different, and it would be the exact opposite of what it is right now, which is extremely predictable. What do you think?
I think that's the problem, Bully, is I think that it is predictable. I mean, we're almost used to the fact that this time of year, Goldberg is going to come back. And, you know, I think everybody's like, all right, Goldberg's back. It's just for Saudi. He's going to lose to Roman. And then, you know, we'll say goodbye for now, and we'll see him again next year. This has been continuously happening, Bully, since WrestleMania 33. I don't think there's anything special with Goldberg coming back. It's same old, same old. And I have a major, major issue and problem with it.
I can totally understand why. I get it. Would them doing something different help you to get over the problem you're having with it?
Yeah, because it's almost at the point where you have to. Because I think the perception is now that when it comes to them making the trip to Saudi, and here's the thing, this is a special event. It's Elimination Chamber, right? This is one of the big pay-per-views of the year, especially this close to WrestleMania. That it's almost like a fantasy book show for Saudi. You know, they got to bring back, and I think that might even have been the plan, Bully, for Shane McMahon before things went awry with the Rumble, that they wanted to bring back these big names, a la Alita, a la a Shane, a la a Goldberg, just for this Saudi show. And we could have a deeper conversation about how the WWE isn't able to make new stars. And I think it's almost predictable and at the point now where it's like you're used to this happening. Why not, Bully? Why not do something to shake it up? Because if you're not, then why would anybody want to tune in to see Roman Reigns and Goldberg?
Gabby or Andre, what is the exact date of the Saudi show again? Does anybody know? Bueller?
19th? Saturday?
Yeah, February.
The 19th. So that is a Saturday. I mean, have Goldberg beat Roman on Saturday, and on the 25th at SmackDown, put the championship right back on him. That's 6 days of people talking about Goldberg as the new champion. Shake it up a little bit. Are we going to get a face-to-face with Goldberg and Brock on SmackDown? Do we get the three of them in the ring? I would just do a little something. Dave, I promised the nation that we were going to get out to them when you came back. So why don't I throw out to a couple of them, and then providing you're still with us, you can take back the ship in a little while, all right?
Yeah, you got it.
So why don't we do this? Justin, you sound very enthusiastic about that, by the way. Justin out in West Virginia. Hey, buddy, what do you think about Goldberg showing back up into the WWE?
Friday night, I wasn't watching it. I was actually watching the Olympics. I've seen that Goldberg was back on Twitter, and I tuned in to SmackDown. I've been watching, WWE since 1997. I'm 31 years old, so it didn't really do anything for me this time, and it hasn't like the last couple times, just because like what Dave just said a little bit ago. But it was, it'll be a little bit interesting to see. But I would be more interested to see the three-way like you were talking about at WrestleMania.
What about that three-way scenario interest you?
I like the Brock. I've liked Brock for a while, but I like this, how he's, he's a little bit of his new character and stuff. And then, the Roman, Roman's just Roman. He's great. And, with Goldberg, like I said, Goldberg don't do it for me, but at the same time, you don't really know which way that would go. And it would just be, you got so many different ways you could go with the Paul Heyman, the Roman, the Brock, the Goldberg being thrown in there, their past matches and all that stuff. It's just, I think it would be great TV for, at least a couple months even.
All right, Justin, thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling in, buddy. Dave, does a three-way match at WrestleMania between Goldberg, Brock, and Roman do anything for you?
Nothing. It does nothing for me. I don't want to see Goldberg at WrestleMania. And here's the thing, Bully, a lot of people are saying, come on, you guys are overreacting. This is just for the show in Saudi. Well, we saw Goldberg on SmackDown. So it's not just about one off show in Saudi. Goldberg, confronted Roman on SmackDown. So this is infiltrating the storyline with Roman Reigns right now. But to answer your question, no, I don't need to see Goldberg again at WrestleMania.
I got to tell you, for some reason, and I can't explain, maybe it's just because it's about three big heavy hitters. The thought of that three-way is intriguing for me. I can't just say no. If they were to go about it the right way, if there was some kind of a story there, imagine that they could tell the story about how, listen, we know Heyman inducted Goldberg into the Hall of Fame. From what I understand, Goldberg wanted Heyman to induct him. And that's the same year that the Dudleys got inducted. If Heyman should have inducted anybody, it probably should have been inducted the Dudleys, but it was Goldberg. So now you have the relationship with Goldberg and Heyman. You have the relationship with Goldberg and Brock. You have the relationship with Heyman and Roman. There is something there. Dad, I know you want to say something.
No, but let me ask you this, Bully. And this is kind of like an overhead conversation, but Lita's coming back, and it's going to be in Saudi in a championship match, right? Goldberg just confronted Roman and is having a championship match with Roman in Saudi. Does it bother you at all that, these returning legends, do they just deserve a title shot just because they're legends? Does it bother you at all that they're superseding other people on this roster in order to get a title shot?
Dave, you're talking to the number one guy who's bothered by just about everything not making sense in pro wrestling these days. Pick a company and I'll tell you what doesn't make sense. So, of course, I'm bothered by it. We also have to understand the very unique situation that the Saudi show is. It's an a la carte wrestling show. You have a wrestling fan with unlimited funds who calls the WWE and says, I'd like to order up one of these, and one of those. And the the WWE is not going to walk away. This is what we call a sold show in wrestling. On the independent levels or at the much lower levels, a sold show. As the owner of the Team 3D Academy, I have sold shows to car dealerships, to Harley Davidson dealerships, to state fairs. They pay a lump sum and we provide them with a show. This is no different than that. Yeah, they got some more pyro and a smoke show.
Yeah, but Bully, like, but again, you could still have Goldberg on the show, but not have him against Roman for the Universal Championship. I mean,
that's what the Prince wants.
I know, but just listen to this. I understand what you're saying. It's a bought show. That's what the Prince wants. But that wasn't the case at SummerSlam in 2021 when Bobby Lashley beat Goldberg, you know, as WWE champion. That wasn't the case at the Royal Rumble last year when Drew McIntyre, you know, beat Goldberg as WWE champion. That wasn't the case at WrestleMania 36 when Braun Strowman beat Goldberg to win the WWE Universal Championship. You know, so it's one thing to say, all right, you're bringing back Goldberg for this bought show for the Prince in Saudi, but I just named three shows over the last year and a half where you use Goldberg at the Royal Rumble, at SummerSlam, and at WrestleMania. And oh yeah, by the way, all three of those matches, he lost. And now he's coming back again, going after, you know, the Universal Championship. It's ridiculous if you think about it.
And here's your big picture problem. Until you start developing stars with the same name value, marquee value, drawing power as Goldberg, they will always resort to calling on guys like Goldberg. Side note, I like Bill. Bill's a really good guy, and I think they keep calling on him because Vince likes him. Bill is an older gentleman, keeps himself in great shape, always does what he's asked to do, and that's it. But I understand your point, but who are you going to put in the spot? All of those three matches, who are you putting in the spot? Because they haven't built anybody. That's the real problem. You talked about this morning. I saw that tweet about one of our listeners went back and listened to a show from 2 years ago in which I was saying back then the WWE has a problem. They're not creating any new stars. Yeah. And the new stars that they are creating are only hitting a certain level. We don't have the next John Cena. We don't have the next Steve Austin. We don't have the next Rock, yada, yada, Triple H, Undertaker. That is the bigger picture problem. Thus why they will always call on these returning superstars.
And Bully, like, and again, we could talk about this till the cows come home because we really don't know what the truth and what isn't when it comes to Shane McMahon, you know, that happened at the Rumble. From everything that we're hearing, the reason they were bringing back Shane McMahon to do a story leading into Saudi and possibly WrestleMania because they need Shane McMahon. I mean, we're talking about, you know, 100,000 fans in Texas. Yeah, I think you're right. I think that they don't have any kind of name cachet to use for a major show like WrestleMania. That's why we're seeing Shane come back and Lita come back and now Goldberg back again. Because, Bully, we said it years ago. At some point, you're not going to be able to lean on The Undertaker anymore. There's names that you're not going to be able to lean on Shawn Michaels anymore. And they waited to the last minute to move on from those guys. But now Shawn Michaels is completely gone. The Undertaker is completely gone. Like, Goldberg's the new Undertaker. Goldberg's the guy that you kind of bring in this time of year. You shine him up. You tell him in his ear, go in there. And whoever we put you in there with, say, I'm next. Go out there and say, I'm next. Go. And for all intents and purposes, Goldberg is the new Undertaker now. This is the guy you see this time of year, every single year.
There is no disagreement from me on that point. We understand why it goes on. We can yell and scream at the top of our lungs. We can have civil discussions. We can have intellectual discussions. We can have screaming matches about it. This is the way it is. There will never be stars built beyond a certain level anymore over there. The top of the food chain now is your Charlotte Flairs and your Roman Reigns and your Becky Lynch's, which are considerably not nearly at the same level of your Steve Austin's and your Rock's, yada, yada. This is what we're going to see. This will probably be, this might be Bill's last contracted date. My whole thing has been this. If you're going to throw him into the mix, the way we've seen him thrown into the mix every other time, especially the ways that you just mentioned, why not for this, just this one time, do something different. Get people talking. Shock the world. Let the headlines coming out of Saudi be Goldberg defeats Roman Reigns for Universal Championship. Huge implications at WrestleMania. The big main event has now been changed. What the hell is going on? Tune into Monday Night Raw this Monday to hear Goldberg speak about it, because you know that they're not going to hold him to one particular brand. And then something happens on Raw that leads to SmackDown. You get a little rematch. Roman gets the championship back, and now you're back on track. Is that a perfect idea? No. Give me 5 more minutes and I'll make it even better. But it at least you'll get people talking.
Yeah.
As opposed to ding, 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 Superman punch, 1, 2, 3, Roman's still the champion.
It's the Cincinnati Bengals and the LA Rams in Super Bowl 56. Hi there, everybody. This is Lindsay Rhodes. And if you want analysis for every angle of this exciting, surprising, legacy-defining matchup, you're going to love my podcast, The NFL Roadshow. Our guests and conversations aim to make you a savvier football fan. We're going to cut through the lazy narratives, and there are a lot of them. The low-hanging fruit, none of that. If you want to be the smartest person at your Super Bowl party, please subscribe and listen wherever you stream your podcasts. New episodes up every Monday and Thursday.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The conversation this morning has been all about Goldberg and whether or not fans are excited to see Goldberg back. Whether it does anything for you, if you want to see the match between Goldberg and Roman Reigns. Phone lines are lit up, tweets coming in like crazy about the whole Goldberg thing. Just right off the bat, what's your take on the situation with Goldberg returning yet again?
I enjoyed the segment with him and Roman Reigns and Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman told a masterful story, how that all went down. And right when you were going to hear from Roman Reigns, hit Goldberg's music. That place erupted. I believe it was Oklahoma. Great place for Goldberg to come out. And the place erupted. They had the nice stare down. Done. Listen, That Goldberg formula has been working for the WWE for quite some time. It doesn't bother me because there's a lot of moving parts. The biggest moving part is Saudi Arabia. A lot per that deal with Saudi Arabia is bringing back the legends of professional wrestling, because for television purposes, they didn't get modern day pro wrestling for a long time. So that's why they have brought back so many stars from the past specifically for those shows. If you remember, we had Undertaker, Kane, we had DX, we were having Lita, we had Hulk Hogan host a show. We had all these bigger stars from the past coming back specifically for that market. I know it's hard when you're dealing with television and people, but I don't know how many people wake up early and watch those shows, but for that market, it's almost like market specific, as well as, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages that are listening to this show. If someone is handing you $1 billion and they say they want these guys, you're going to bring those guys and make it work the best to your ability.
And I think that's the biggest part here that sometimes fans forget, because they get caught up in fandom, which we can understand. This is a business, and the idea in business is to make money. And if you have a fan who has unlimited funds, as the Prince of Saudi Arabia or whoever is buying this show, and they tell you money is no object, you're pretty much going to give them whatever they want. And if they want Goldberg, you're going to give them Goldberg. So you liked what you saw the other night on SmackDown. So how would you go about this? Would you just have Goldberg versus Roman straight up in Saudi and have Roman win? Or would you like them to see them go in a different directions? Maybe a surprise or a different type of story?
I would have to kind of like think about it again. This Goldberg formula works. He comes in, he does the thing. He's been better on promos. But if you also think about it, this is what the formula of Bill Goldberg that he has been doing for quite some time, you know, even with his WCW stuff, when he was green as grass, when his first run in the WWE, you and I were both there. It was not a successful run. They were not treating him like the Goldberg of past. Goldberg of how, I guess, his second run, he's answered the call. He's had some nice moments being the champion, involving his family. It has gotten and garnered interest. You and Dave brought up an excellent point that people have been talking about forever, about making newer stars. Again, I like what they did just for this. I wouldn't extend it further. Having Goldberg on your WrestleMania card, would it mean more to have Goldberg versus Brock versus Roman Reigns? No. I think, you know, it's an intriguing matchup, but I wouldn't go there. Brock versus Roman seems, this new incarnation of it has more interest than any other Brock versus Roman match we've had before, because of the storyline being told and Brock being the babyface, Roman being the heel that, you know, the fans wanted to see. They wanted to boo Roman. Now you got him. And the greatest caveat of it all, the storyteller of Paul Heyman. I mean, that he made that entire thing. It was funny. I saw somewhere online, somebody put all the flips, dives. It was Jimmy Seafood. And he goes, all those big high spots meant nothing compared to Roman just pointing at Paul. And it did. That moment was a specific moment. Paul with the belt being torn. And then, again, in only Paul Heyman fashion, can wrap up that entire story. I wish Dave was here, because I was going to talk to him on Wednesday about it. And we were joking about it. The last time we did the show, I said, how come nobody's upset that Lita's coming back and doing what she did with Charlotte? You know why? Because Lita's a babyface. And not that Goldberg is a baby face, but people want to get on Bill sometimes. I like Bill, and I like the character of Goldberg, always have. Wasn't the best in the ring, but made up for it with his intensity and all that stuff, and has had some matches that didn't deliver. I get that. That happens to everybody. He's gotten hurt. So, but no one cared when Lita came back, because what Lita did is exactly what Goldberg did, exactly to the T.
Yeah, but this is the first time we're seeing Lita back in a long time. We've seen Bill for the past 2 or 3 years. I was actually joking with Dave last Tuesday about how, I wouldn't be shocked if Goldberg showed back up again. And lo and behold, on Friday, he shows back up again, because it seems like this is, Goldberg has become there in case of emergency break glass. You talked about the Goldberg formula. I agree with your assessment. Bring Goldberg in. He stands face to face with whoever, tells them you're next. They get to the match, and then, you know, he disappears for a little while, and then they bring him back. But would you do something a little different? So I threw out a suggestion this time around. I'm on board with what you said. I don't have a problem with Bill coming back. This time I have a problem if they just do it the same way. Why not create a scenario in which Bill catches a quick one on Roman or hits a jackhammer, whatever it is, and Bill comes out of Saudi Arabia, as your champion. And for the next 6 or 7 days, people are talking about how there's going to be a confrontation, and how now you're going to have a confrontation on Raw, because now it's going to be Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania. And they have a face-to-face. And then that carries on to SmackDown, where Roman says he wants his rematch. You get the rematch. And now Roman defeats Goldberg, and now you're back on track. Why not use this as an opportunity to shake shit up a little bit?
You can. I don't know how it would be perceived. You know, WrestleMania will sell out both nights. I think they're going the right direction. If you take the title off of Roman, they're already doing that how many days he's been champion thing. So then you're gonna, you know, take that away. And that's part a bit of his allure. Of, you know, and then basically also someone else has beaten him. So, you know, acknowledge that he's not the head of the table anymore, no matter what. I mean, if you want to, you know, fantasy book, what if you, there was a great fatal four-way a long time ago. What if Goldberg's the champion, Reigns and Brock are your, you know, contenders, and you have Bobby Lashley and you have all four and everyone throws their titles. Now you got Lashley, Goldberg, Roman and Brock all in one match. You know, the other night is going to be Ronda versus somebody. What is it? Charlotte. Sasha or Charlotte. I would also make that a three-way, but.
I mean, listen, the winner take all scenario is something that I really like.
Inside the Green Room with 3-time NBA champ, Danny Green.
People thought you thought that Shaq had no footwork. People thought that you thought Shaq had no touch.
Never said Shaq didn't have footwork. Shaq had very good footwork, but it was more of a big man type of footwork. He had great footwork in terms of big man post up. Joel is a guard in a 7-footer's body. And the reason why I compared him to Shaq is because of the stature of these human beings.
Don't miss an episode of Inside the Green Room with Danny Green every Wednesday, wherever you get your podcast.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie. And I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster.
It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I want to jump on over to Rhonda and Charlotte a little bit because it seemed like we're in the same boat with the ladies as we are with the men. Rhonda Rousey returns. She gets into it with Becky on Monday Night Raw. Before I go any farther, did you see the confrontation with Becky and Rhonda on Raw?
Yes, and I enjoyed it. And the same just how I enjoyed SmackDown. I liked Rhonda walking away, Becky there, and then here came Lita.
Okay, so I really can't... You enjoyed it. Can you please tell me what you enjoyed about the confrontation between Ronda Rousey and Becky Lynch on last Monday night?
We know their history. Becky showed her personality. Ronda, as the, again, fans like her. She got a hell of an ovation both places. She got one of the loudest pops at the Rumble. What I liked about that segment, they told a little bit of their story. Connected some of the dots, kept you interested in what's going on. And then when she left, I never saw Lita coming. And I was like, where are they going? What are they doing?
I can appreciate and agree with Lita. I think Lita saved the entire segment. Do you really believe, you said you enjoyed it. It looked like Rhonda did not even want to be there. She did not have any body language that told me she wanted to be there. She had no tone. She had no inflection. She had no volume. It seemed like she was going through the motions last Monday. It didn't come off to you like that at all?
I liked her promo on SmackDown better. I will say that. And the whole, you know, driving, flying my daughter in an ice storm. Listen, Ronda Rousey isn't known for her promo ability. She's known more so for her badassness. I didn't, nothing that they did, I want to say, offended me in the sense of I did like SmackDown better. If you can't really, to me, dissect it because I don't hold Ronda Rousey to this, I don't think of her as this great promo. I think Charlotte Flair is a great promo. I think, Becky Lynch is a very, very good promo.
I can understand a great promo, but when you just seem like you don't want to be there, and that was my problem on Monday. And then on Friday, I watched, and I think something was said that made me say, maybe this is it. So I believe Charlotte pointed out to Rhonda, and Rhonda admitted that maybe motherhood has really chilled her out. And maybe that's why we are getting more of a reserved Ronda Rousey as opposed to the Ronda Rousey we first saw debut in the WWE.
Could be. Or maybe that was a note from Vince, or Vince wants you to be more. I remember there was a bigger deal when Vince wanted her to smile. More. So she came out smiling and then, she kind of has a sour look when she's in the ring. But I remember that was a big issue when she first came out, and even she did it again, which I don't think she needs to do because she gets this major star reaction. You could come to the ring, however the hell you want to, come to the ring. And if she's there with a purpose, she doesn't need to smile, but she does. She smiles, she shakes everybody's hands, gets into the ring. And then she's all about business. I can't, like I said, rip up the promos. I think the promo work mattered in the sense of it started connecting the dots. When you're writing episodic television for weekly, you can't go all out because WrestleMania is April. Yes, we're February, but it's still, we have this show stuck in the middle of your biggest show here in the States or in the company. So it's, you know what it is? It's like the Pro Bowl. The Pro Bowl is the football game in between the Super Bowl after you saw all these amazing playoffs. It's kind of like, oh, where do we go from here? But we still got to promote this Pro Bowl. We have all our stars there. It's going to be good, but it's really not anything spectacular.
Listen, I get that whole Pro Bowl analogy with the Elimination Chamber. My very specific question was just what I perceived to be a lack of enthusiasm on her part last Monday. I agree with you that she was much better this past Friday on SmackDown. So I'll ask you, what did you like about the Ronda Charlotte confrontation on SmackDown? And are you more on board for Ronda and Charlotte, or would you have liked to have seen Ronda versus Becky?
I would like to see the rematch from WrestleMania, the first ever all-female main event for WrestleMania with Becky, Ronda, and Charlotte. I would like to see that rematch again because the match was really, really good. And then we're getting into the same that they're doing with the men. Well, when everyone holds the titles, who's going to be the champion? I mean, two belt Becks or whatever she was calling herself.
Becky got, two belts, yeah.
Becky two belts, that got over. That got over big time. And don't know if you want to go that route. If she is going to be, I think she's on for a year. So coming out of this, Ronda's going to win a title because she's around for a year. That's what Nick Khan had said in a press conference. So it's not like she's coming in to do jobs. So she's going to go over, and then she'll be a champion. If that's the title you're going to take off her, you have to depend. Do you want to have her on your Fox broadcast, or do you want to have her on her on your USA broadcast? Fox is doing the better ratings. Those are a lot of the decisions that are behind the scenes. If you're asking me personally, I'd like to see that rematch again.
Yes, I'm asking you personally. This has nothing to do with behind the scenes stuff, which we neither one of us truly know what's going on. What did you like better about Ronda on SmackDown than Raw?
She connected the dots and made it personal, and then the physicality. I liked all that. And I liked the old school, and I'll sound like JR, the John Wayne, the slowly taking off my jacket. It's hold my watch, because I know, and that she didn't do it like I've seen, you know, Roddy Piper take off his jacket. Like, okay, you just crossed the line. But when you saw her do that, and then, you know, also like the end note that Charlotte said about, well, this is my baby and it's way better looking than yours. Anybody says something about somebody's kid, you're going to get your ass kicked. If it's in the ring, if it's in the street, if somebody says it online, you're going to find that person. So I like that whole setup.
Are they backing themselves into a corner with Ronda Rousey the same way it could seem like they're doing it with a Bill Goldberg or any of these other stars who show up on an uber part-time basis?
Somewhat, because I mean, but that's always been the system, and I don't think they'll think about that until they're not there, and they'll always be there. My other part, if I'm thinking about this longer, is what if the fans start cheering for Becky during Becky versus Ronda? That's not the direction you want to go, because it's all going to be about Ronda. And I think a lot of people need to understand that. Just like, you know, when Brock beat, I don't even know if Big E even got his title rematch. And it's because it's no longer about him. It's all about Brock. And, you know, Big E is now slowly went from, you know, champion to, I don't know if he got his return match. Now he's just quietly moved to SmackDown because it's all about Brock. When you put yourself in that corner, yes. But when then there goes to, they've done it. They did it with Rock. They did it with Austin. They did it with John Cena. They did it with Shawn. They did it with Brett. But because those guys are the proven draws, and it's, you got to understand, it's a lot of, it's that formula. And if that formula has been working for how many years, how do you go against it? And broader scope, the company just had its largest ever earnings. So obviously in their world, they're doing it correct. There's no doubt about it. Every single thing that they're doing is working because the bottom line is all those zeros at the thing. So you can bitch, cry, and moan. The only way that it will change is if people just totally stop watching, which I don't want. But you can't tell somebody who just had their biggest financial numbers you're doing something wrong. I can't tell, you know, me and you are on the same diet. I'm gaining weight. You're losing weight. Who's doing something wrong?
That would be you.
There you go.
What you just said about the earnings and the record earnings, no matter how they got to their record earnings, whether it was releases, whether it's selling t-shirts or Peacock, whatever, their bottom line states that their business is generating lots and lots of money, millions and billions of dollars. And I always say to LaGreca, when he bitches, moans, and complains, if you're in that meeting once a month where Vince is meeting with the heads of all his departments, and this department said we made this much money this month, and this department says we made this much money, and Vince says, okay, so we've made this much money, but then Dave LaGreca goes, well, your storylines suck, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong, which Dave does a lot when it comes to the WWE. Vince is not going to care. And like you said, the only way that anything will ever change is if people stop watching, which is not what we're encouraging. You talked about you'd rather see that three-way at WrestleMania, the return from Mania in New Jersey at Giant Stadium. Why do you think the WWE did not go in the very obvious direction of the story of Ronda having her shoulders up when Becky pinned her at Mania?
I don't think that, who knows? And who knows that they can't get there eventually. You know, also a bigger part of this whole booking scenario and why cards subject to change is the times that we're living in with COVID. You have to leave yourself open, or think of what they did at the Rumble. They brought in extra surprises that didn't work just in case someone wasn't feeling good or was testing positive for COVID. Because you're still going to pop for Summer Rae. If Summer Rae couldn't come out, you're going to pop for Jillian Hall. They're still going to give you that. Just like the fans are going to go nuts for Goldberg versus Roman, the fans are going to go nuts for Ronda versus Charlotte, but the fans would be going nuts for if Becky was put in there. Maybe there is truth to Becky and Charlotte not getting along, so then you want to keep them apart from each other. Because if you have two people with a personal history and then that don't like each other, and then you're going to throw Ronda Rousey in the mix, if that match starts to go nuts, will Ronda Rousey just start throwing? You have to think of best case scenario and also easiest scenario.
Interesting about Ronda possibly losing her cool. Because there have been times where you see the fans kind of get to her where she could lose her cool at any minute.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Mary Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
SiriusXM Podcasts.
Do you find yourself searching for true crime podcasts that are different from what you're always recommended? Do you want to make a real difference in the cases that you're following? Well, you're a crime junkie, and I'm Ashley Flowers, the creator and host of the number one true crime podcast, Crime Junkie. There are hundreds of episodes already available, and each Monday we dive into the details of cases spanning from some of the most infamous to those that you have never heard covered before. Listen to Crime Junkie podcast now, wherever you're listening.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.